McShane Bible Study, and we are finishing day 304 and doing 305, 2 Kings 14. I didn't have a lot to say. It's about various kings going back and forth in Israel and Judah. There are a couple stories. We see a new king. Is it Amaziah that becomes king? Second year of Joash. Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, begins to reign. Verse 3, we see this sort of thing often. And he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, yet not like David his father. He did in all the things as Joash his father had done. But the high places were not removed. So, pretty good king, but not giving everything to the king. We talked about that yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. But then he started picking fights. You asked about why would he pick a fight with a kingdom that wasn't trying to fight him? We just talked about lust for power and then
he loses.
Yeah, the king of Israel says, you really don't want to fight me. what's his name? Jeroboam, right? Or is that the king you fought?
Jeroboam 2 is after Jehoash?
Joash. Jehoash. Said, you really don't want to fight me. I'm going to beat you. It's very magnanimous of him, right? And he was right. He said, no, I really want to fight you. Okay, so he conquers him, tears down the wall, takes a lot of their gold and stuff. And the people overthrow him, various kings here and there. And I don't have a lot to say about it.
Your Christian children. And then he said that you never know the candy that's coming from houses if they prayed certain prayers over it. Guy said it's a very real thing. It's not something to take lightly, but we also know the power of Christ. I mean, God created everything, so.
You just made the podcast.
Huh?
You just made the podcast.
That's all in the
podcast. That's just the last part. So as we just talked about, it's hard when you talk a little bit about a deep, big, broad subject to capture everything. Yeah, I see it's recording. I'm kind of adding to comments yesterday. Yesterday during the day, I thought more things, and now I kind of forget what I was going to bring up. But so we just, your mommy's out on the walk, as you know. I'm speaking for the listeners, and found a bunch of candy and just brought it in. And she said, should we throw it away because of what I told you I heard on the thing about the Satanist, praying over candy, if it's possibly theirs. And we just prayed, Lord, bless it. We're not worried about that. And so we'll eat the candy. it's a very, kind of what I said, trying to structure my thoughts a little better. It's important, the culture that we bring you up in.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we bring you up in a culture that's not mixed with the ways of the world and the ways of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not afraid of those things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, am I afraid of a... I have no idea if there's a Satanist living in this neighborhood. That seems unlikely to me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how many people that call themselves that are there? I don't know. Maybe there's more than I imagine, but seems unlikely. However, what if there is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that is real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of Christians would blow that off as, oh, that's not real, which I don't understand. I don't think they've read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's very real.
Mm-hmm.
Would Satan give them certain powers over certain things in certain ways?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So should we trifle with those things? No. Should we act like it's no big deal?
No.
No. However, can they stand up against Christ?
No.
No. And so if we act like it's no big deal or cute or funny and we go along with it,
mm-hmm.
then we're giving it power in our lives. If we don't go along with it, mm-hmm. we recognize it for what it is, but we know we walk in the Spirit of Christ. We're sanctified in the blood of Christ, who's overcome all things in this world, including the enemy, and is seated on the throne above him. Then that, and then we come across it. Is it of any bother to us?
Mm-mm.
No, right? It's just all the rules of this world. If and as we walk in the Spirit, they don't apply to us. Or at least, I mean, so gravity is a rule of this world. That's applies to us most of the time, right? But, and for all of my life, I haven't needed it not to apply to me, right? However, if the Lord needed me to do something that went against the law of gravity, could I do it? Absolutely, right? Jesus flew up in the sky. Jesus and Peter walked on water, right? If it were needed by the Lord that that law not apply to me, it wouldn't apply to me. If all the power of the enemy was coming against me and the Lord needed me to overcome, now all the power of the enemy is not focused on me, right? I mean, he's trying to rule the whole world. But if it were, then the Lord, you know, would certainly be there on my behalf for his purposes, right? The Lord's purposes are always going to overcome. So in this case, we found some candy. She asked, should we throw it away? I just said, no, it's sanctified by the blood of Jesus. We can eat the candy. It's no big deal. So anyways, I had more to say. Yesterday, I was kind of thinking about my thoughts, but I don't remember what I said. So if they come up, I'll think about it. Okay, I thought I'd throw it in. Because there's new listeners, right? And I haven't had... Yeah, I have people, you know, new people start listening. I don't know how they find it or who they are. But I threw in the Easter word yesterday also, and I thought about that yesterday. I hadn't explained that in a long time. Maybe people know, maybe they don't. So Easter is a fertility goddess from the area of the United Kingdom, the Gaelic people that were there pre-Christian, which is similar to Asherah. So the same thing, right? Fertility goddess, that's what Asherah was.
I thought Asherah was a pole.
Well, they would create a pole to symbolize Asherah and dance around it or whatever. But yeah, Asherah was a fertility goddess. Easter was a fertility goddess. And the Christians of that time, I guess at first they tried to get them to stop celebrating and maybe it was hard. So they just merged it because it was a spring festival to this fertility goddess. And they celebrate it with bunnies and eggs. Because those are fertility symbols. And they said, okay, we'll call this Passover of Christ. We'll keep calling it Easter, and you can keep your bunnies and your eggs, and we'll just merge the two. And so most of the world calls it like either resurrection or Passover. But in the English language, we adopted the word Easter. Now, the bunnies and eggs thing is spreading into other cultures. Because the United States is kind of the dominant culture in the world. All that is fertility. All that's mixture. Okay? So, long-time listeners know that. Maybe if you're new, you don't. Okay, so, 2 Timothy 4. He tells Timothy to be ready. Verse 2, I preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. I like that. It's easy to be ready in season. You're ready, you're prepared to preach or teach or share or whatever. But he says, be ready all the time. That's a little more challenging, right? That takes living a more prayerful life. I need to improve in that. Verse 3, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. Again, we see that you can find any kind of crazy thing out there. You know, I've heard there's certain, and I won't even detail the particular one I'm thinking about, but there's all kinds of evils that people run around with. And one analysis I heard years ago that stuck with me is there's certain things that people do that's quite evil and harmful to others. But it used to, whenever the enemy would work on people, they would feel like they were the only one having these kind of thoughts. And so it would be less likely that they would act out on it. now with the internet, you can find anyone doing any evil thing out there on the internet. And then you feel like you have a community and it's normal. Mm-hmm. And so it's spread. There's wonderful things about the internet. I'm reading the Bible on the internet. We're putting this conversation out on the internet. There's wonderful things about the internet. There's also evil. It's just, you know, it's used however it's used. And so that's what Paul's describing. People, they won't endure sound teaching. They have itching ears to accumulate teachers that teach what they want to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the flesh wants, right? Turning away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. So always be sober-minded. He talks about Demas loving the world more than the way of God, right? And wandering off. And anyways, there's this final, the end of 2 Timothy, and then we'll move on. I just realized I was talking to you because over time I've just made this where it's just a personal conversation. That's good. But if it's like cavalierly listening, I can see new people listening. So I just talk to them as if they're not listening. So if you're new and you're listening, well, thank you for joining us and the Lord bless you. I hope this message blesses you. I just thought, well, that was very non-personal to whoever. But okay, let's get back to Hosea. So Hosea 5, 6, and 7, it was really all kind of one theme, right? He's saying basically, I'm going to bring down judgment on Israel because they're going after other ways. They're going after, you know, they're mixing in other gods. They're depending on things in this world, powers in this world to save them instead of turning to me.
Mm-hmm.
They gnash and complain instead of turning to me to save them. He says, if they would simply repent and come to me, I would bless them and save them. But they're going their own way. And so judgment has to be on them. I will discipline them for not turning to me. They can't be my people this way. They can't represent me, right? It's in line with what we've been talking about. But that's all I have to say. That was 3 chapters of Hosea 5, 6, and 7. We're going to finish up with Psalm 64 to 67. And I think these fit really well with what we were just talking about. Did you notice that? I think they're all Psalms of David, right? This 64 definitely is. And he starts out verse 1. Hear my voice, O God, in my complaint. Preserve my life from dread of the enemy. So he's doing exactly what God was saying through Hosea that the people weren't doing. They were in difficult times. He said, you just wail and gnash on your bed instead of turning to me. What's David doing? He's going through difficult times. He's turning to God, mm-hmm. right? So that's the key, is that we live our lives with, for, through God, mm-hmm. right? He wants our lives to be completely intertwined with him. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we walk in complete blessing,
mm-hmm.
right? Man's way has always been to go his own way. And so if David's a man after his own heart, what does he do? He's continually seeking God, good times and bad, right? Psalm 64 is going through some really hard times. Psalm 65, he says, praise is due to you, O God, in Zion. To you shall vows be performed. Let's see, verse 9. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, and so you have prepared it. He's realizing that God is the source of everything good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's worshiping the Lord in that. Let's see, 66. Again, he's talking about how awesome are your deeds, that you're worthy of glorious praise. Going down to verse 10. For you, O God, have tested us, for you have tried us. Again, kind of what Hosea was talking about, right? You have tested us, you have tried us as silver is tried, you have brought us into the net, you laid a crushing burden on our backs, you let men ride over our heads, we went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. I will come into your house with burnt offerings, I will perform my vows to you, that which my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. So, David is showing us here the way to live our lives with God.
Mm-hmm.
That we view everything that happens within the context of our life with the Lord. that any difficulty is simply a training, a tool for training us to grow closer to the Lord. When we realize that, then we don't think, oh no, this is a terrible thing that's happened. We just think, huh, look at this. This is not what I would have wanted. I wonder what the Lord's going to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have a bigger perspective when we view life that way.
Mm-hmm.
God's perspective is huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's created time. His perspective, his perspective is not even stuck in time.
Mm-hmm.
That's difficult for us, but we can more and more have an eternal mindset, an eternal mm-hmm. perspective. And not get caught up in the highs and lows of our daily life. But realize we're God with God forever. This is this small little 100 years that we have on this this body is simply a training ground for living forever with God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we take that in, and if the more we're able to live in that mindset, the less we're bothered by things that happened to us, that would have otherwise bothered us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the more we realize how blessed we are. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we're more able, like Paul told Timothy, to be a blessing in season and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be ready to be a blessing to others because we're not caught up in the things that happen minute by minute, day by day.
Mm-hmm.
We're caught up in the grand purposes of God through all eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To show who he is to all creation through mankind, through the many sons of God that he raises up to know him, to be mm-hmm. transformed like him, to represent him.
Mm-hmm.
As we read recently in Daniel, that the wise would teach many, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, teach us your ways. Transform us that we can be used to glorify your name in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. I don't think I had anything about Psalm 67. This is a famous verse. First one, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. I sometimes pray that for you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have anything else?
No.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.